And Kathy Dawes now, along with Fred Stork of the U.S. Postal Service. Stamp out hunger. Always look forward to this interview with you. It's that time again. Kids are getting ready to get out of school. You know, they go home, and sometimes it's difficult to find enough for them to eat. So yeah. I think that's kind of how this all came to be.
Yeah, that's exactly right. 25 years ago, that's how it came to be. And thank you for having me on again. This is my 18th year.
It's 16 for me then, probably. I've been about 16 years. So.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is. Yeah.
Well, tell us where. I mean, the when. We know the where is our personal mailboxes, right?
This Saturday, May the 13th, a couple of days from now, just take non-perishable food items, put it in your mailbox, or hang it from a bag. In a bag, hang it from the mailbox. I'm not hearing. No, he's not hearing me.
You're fine.
I'm okay.
Okay.
You're good. Dave's over here in the other booth, and he's making all kinds of hand gestures. They're all legitimate hand gestures. It's okay. But what we'd like is cans of vegetables and fruit and tuna and chicken and boxes of macaroni and cheese, jars of peanut butter or jelly. No glass jars, please. Just the plastic ones. They've been really good about making lots of plastic things. Make lots of things out of plastic. And bags of rice or pasta and just put it in the mailbox. If you've got a lot, put it in a bag and hang it from the mailbox. When you go to the store, you get that plastic bag. And we stapled plastic bags to and postcards together, and we delivered the postcards. That's our information sheet for you. But the plastic bag is, you know, it says on it, fill a bag, feed a family. Leadership studies at Kansas State University helped us with about 4,000 or 5,000 of these this year, which was really nice. Thank you, Leadership Studies. The National Association of Letter Carriers, of course, you know that the letter carriers are doing that. Those are the city letter carriers. The National Rural Letter Carriers Association, that is so hard for me to say. The rural carriers are also doing this, and that's a big help, too. They actually pick up more food than we do a lot of times. A lot of their routes, they do. Of course, they don't have walking routes, so that's also helpful. But, you know, thank you to the radio stations for doing this. And thank you in advance, all you donors, for all the food that you're going to give. We know we're going to get 5 tons of food, and we're looking forward to it.
Has it grown through the years? It seems like there's been good years, and maybe some years, maybe not.
Yeah.
How's it gone?
It has grown. It's gone up and down. A lot of it depends on when K-State graduation is, and this time it's this coming Saturday, which means Friday and Saturday, both. And I heard you were just talking about graduation ceremonies with the previous group, and I'm a group of one here. We had 1 year where we didn't get our postcards, and it dropped down to about 3,000 pounds. It was awful. Oh, it was terrible, because people just didn't know. But now we have yard signs, and we have marquees, and we are on the radio. We have posters and the postcards, and the banner was up over Anderson Avenue for a couple of weeks. And a lot of people are really helping with the radio stations. This is just a wonderful community thing.
And I know it has to be heartwarming, too, but a lot of work when it's all said and done. I mean, your vehicles are filled up with food.
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And the preparation for it, too. I went over to Bill Snyder's office and gave them a piece of paper on Wednesday. I said, well, he's going out of town. Oh, well, he's going to be back Monday. Oh, Monday morning at 10:14, I got the email with the audio file, and I sent it right out to you. So, he loves doing this, and it's very helpful. Thank you, Bill Snyder. And, you know, really, the Mercury, I messed up. Okay, I sent a letter in, all right? I did that in a hurry, and I thanked the mayor and the city commission for the proclamation, and I didn't put the mayor's name. They did. Thank you, Mercury, for doing that, and thank you again, Mayor Ushi Reddy for having made it.
Yeah, she's a frequent guest on our
She's a wonderful
program.
Person. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I understand you two were talking about this food drive, too, when she was on last week.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for that. We love the plugs. It helps a lot.
Right. Well, and it is so important. And again, as you said, how the food is used and kind of go through that process too. I mean, it really is kept locally.
Well, yes, absolutely. 100% of it in all 10,000 communities where this is done. We take the food to the Flint Hills Bread Basket. They do distribute some food directly to people, but a lot of it goes to the 6 churches that have food pantries. And they, in turn, hand it out to the people who really need it. And that's all over the community.
And I have people on frequently, and I think sometimes we just forget that there is a real need in this community. We tend to think things are all just, you know, perfect in Manhattan, Kansas, but there's a lot of people who are hungry.
I don't have the actual numbers for Manhattan, Kansas, but there's something like 49 million people in the country of 250 million people that aren't really sure where their next meal's coming from, and that's a lot.
And really, they can it can be any type of canned food. I don't know if you have some that are more popular than others or any suggestions that way, but they're all good.
Oh, no, and the kids love the individual mac and cheese things and the little tuna meals that they have. I've had them. We take them when we go camping, so we know they're good.
Mm-hmm. Well, anything else to add for folks out there? I know you've been doing this a long time, as you just mentioned. I hadn't realized it had been that many years, but just anything else at all, Fred?
Well, you know, we've been involved for 25 years as a group, and that's 24 days that we've picked up food nationwide, 1.5 billion pounds of food in 24 days. That's a lot of food being picked up. 80 million last year, 80 million pounds of food last year. Oh, if you do want to write a check for this, you have to write it to the Flint Hills Bread Basket. And do not, please do not, in the memo section, don't put what it's for. Just write the check. They'll find what they need to do with it if they need to buy things for this group or that group. I mean, someone has to pay to have the banner put up and taken down. They have all kinds of things that have to, you know, they need money for. So if you want to do that, that's fine. That should be mailed to the Flint Hills Bread Basket. But if you leave it for the letter carrier, okay, just make sure it's not supposed to rain so those things won't get washed out. I had a letter the other day that did that. All I had on it was the stamp because everything else was water soluble and it disappeared.
Oh my!
So we had to send it to the dead letter office. I haven't heard back where it was supposed to go, where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
Yeah, sometimes those kind of things happen.
Yeah.
Well, anything else, you know, representing the letter carriers that you want to add today while you're here? Things are going good otherwise, and.
Well, today was a lousy day to carry mail, but I'm off today, sort of. I'm doing this, which is kind of a labor of love, really. I really enjoy doing this. And the thing is, we want you to donate as much as you feel comfortable donating until it feels good. That's the phrase. And help us stamp out hunger.
Very good. Well, thanks again. As
Thank
you said,
you.
Even the rural routes, too, will pick
yes,
up.
So, absolutely.
Fred Stork with the U.S. Postal Service and talking, of course, about Stamp Out Hunger. And let's go ahead and go to a break. It is now 9:40, and when we come back, we'll have...